Tani Day Torah managed the second day Cholamoid to Sukkot Tavshin Peivav. Rav Matka Sakhanovsky.
Moed, it's always a pleasure and a privilege to be able to speak. Tell your way. Ram Zocha is Ishlach Toiv Menachem David. It's Masada. A Galti is Chus. I'd like to start off with an Santa Kasha. We know Sukkot Zeichel Tziz Mitzrayim. Now Yedu Do Yeseichem. Sukkah is shafti. The machlok is in the Gemara. What's the sukkah? Is it sukkah's mamish? Machlok is tanoim. Or is that nanei akovet? We pass on nanei akovet. Rebbe Lezer, not like Rebbe Kiva. A chidush normally if the machlok is blazer, Rebbe Kiva, pass on Rebbe Kiva. Over here we pass on Rebbe Lezer. And nanei akovet. Some Rishonim learn that the mashmos of the possible sukkah is hoishavti. I put Klal Yisrael. If it is more, that the mashmos of the possible is on Ani Akovet. But upon him, as a paschum in Shchonor, Tur, Mechaber, one has the first kazayas at night, one should be Mechaven, sukkah is hoishavti, and Zechel on Ani Akovet. In the midbar, the three major nissim. Was Mon, Be'er, and Ananei HaKovet. So why do we just make a Zeich of Ananei HaKovet? We don't make a Zeich for the Mon, we don't make a Zeich for the Be'er. Many Terutzim. I'd like to share with you a Teretz, Maram Chaviv, a Drosh of Maram Chaviv. Some of you might know the Sefer Kappas Tomorim. But this is one of his Droshes. He says, Mahalach Hazay. He says a similar aside to what's well known B'Shem the Gaon, that the famous Kasha, if it's Zeichel Anane HaKovet, why is it Tezov Tishri? It should be Nissan, that's when Anane HaKovet. When Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, it's Anane HaKovet, so why is Tishri? So the Gaon says a Mahalach, Maram Chaviv says similar. It was earlier than the Gaon, he says a similar Mahalach. And the vot is that with Chet Egel and Ananei HaKovet went away, we lost that schus of having the Ananei HaKovet, and it came back after the Kapor of the Chet Egel. So the Ananei HaKovet that we pravah sukkahs is zeichet to the Ananei HaKovet that came back after the Chet Egel. On Yom Kippur, Solachti Kedvorecha, and then those few days they started making the Mishkan, and on Tezvov Tishri, that's when they started making the Mishkan. That's when Ananei HaKovet came back. So the Zeichel Ananei HaKovet is Ananei HaKovet that came back after Chet Ha'Egel. O Havta Yisonu Rotziso Bonu, Sich Yitzchak in Tvila Taiches, Rotzisobon, you were pleased with us again. Ritzui is after it was Chet, and Kapor then is Ritzui. So Rotzisos Sukkos is a yont of Rotzisobon, you were happy with us. Says Maram Chaviv, that the reason why we prab Ananei HaKovet, we want to show the Kirch of Tshuva. Some idea. The Chashivas of Tshuva, or the power of Tshuva, that with Tshuva what we can get back, and this Yitochen, the Faket, with the Kirch of Tshuva, we got back more than we had originally. There's a Gon, Nades, Elio, the end of Pashas, Pekudei. It's Taitas, Pesukim, the end of Pekudei. It says the original Ananei HaKovet, not everyone could see. When Ananei HaKovet came back after the Chet Ha'Egel, Lein Kol B'nei Yisrael V'chol Ma'aseihem, everyone could see it, and even the Goyim could see this Ananei HaKovet. So in other words, the Kirch of Tshuva was to that extent, first of all, we got back what we lost. And second of all, we got a darga that we had even more than before. So to be mechazik, the Kirch of Tshuva, that's why we've got the Zeichel Ananei HaKovet. Mahalach Maram HaChaviv. I'd like to take this further. I believe, I wasn't here last night, but I believe the Rav of Gestetner spoke about in the Simch Space Hasheva. It was on the Tzettel at least that he spoke about Simch Space Hasheva, about Locha, about God. It could be that those who were here might be some Chazorah. There's a very sadistic machlekes rishonim in the whole idea, the whole mitzvah of Simcha Beis HaSheva. What was Simcha Beis HaSheva for? Why was there a special Simcha Beis HaMikdash? Because what's common is Beis HaSheva to do drawing the water, Nischamayim. On Sukkot there was a special mitzvah of Nischamayim. Normally it's just Yayin on Kabonis. Sukkot was next to Nisuch. We learned from it's Merumas and Psukim. This Kehem, there's an extra Mem, there's an extra Yud, there's an extra Hay in the Musafim that we learn from their Mayim. It's one of the Pshatim in the Gemara, that the Gemara says the one of the Makiris that we know about Nischa Mayim. Nischeho, there's an extra Mem later on. Mayim, Nischa Mayim. So because of Nischa Mayim, that's Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara. Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara is that the special simcha that there was in Beis HaMikdash and Simcha Beis Sheva, and nowadays we prava Rikudim, Nigunim, and everything, Zeicha, was a given amol in Simcha Beis Sheva. So the Simcha Beis Sheva, Rashi's Mahalach is that to do Nischa Mayim. In Rambam, it's clear, the Rambam learns has got a totally different approach. Skovat Ashtikul Torah of them, bring out the Nikudah, the Machlikas Rashi in Rambam. The Rambam says as follows: Afa pishu kol amoedus mitzvah l'smer b'em. There was a mitzvah. Every yontif was a mitzvah. So after b'chagecha, b'chagasuke is b'mikdash simcha yaseida. Shneim as smachtel in fnei Hashem l'keichem shivas yomim. Keitzot oyaisim. Then the Rambam says v'heichas simcha zu. The Rambam goes into all the details of simchas beis hasheva. Mitzvah l'habas b'simcha zu, etc. So the Rambam's claw, that the Rambam says, Rambam doesn't mention the word, but Nischamayim, it's the middle of in Simchas Yontif. There's the regular, there's the general Simchas Yontif with every Yontif. On Sukkot there was a Simcha Yisera, Simchas Beis HaSheva. And it's based on the post-smachta of Hashem Kerem Shivas Yomim. The tzur of that Simcha is Simchas Beis HaSheva. The Rambam goes into detail all the different kleishir that they did, and they danced, and they clapped, and they gepachtschkit, fasim, and karakrim. Who did it? And the Rambam Taka says, didn't allow everyone to dance. G'doy l'chach me'isov rosh ha'yishiv, sanhed l'chassidim, v'azken v'anche ma'isa, hey, meraktim, and the rest of the om came to watch. Didn't allow everyone to dance. So the Rambam is clear that the yisod of Simchas Beis HaSheva is nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. It's a besonder Zach of Chag HaSukkos of Simchas Beis HaSheva, Simcha Yiseira. It's interesting, as a Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara discusses what they used to sing. And the Gemara tells us as far as the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel. Mishnah says Chassidim Anshei Ma'is used to dance, and one of the things that they used to say is that Eilu Veilu Oimim Asher Mishlei Chota. That means some used to say lucky those people that never did an Averis when they're young. Others said that even when they did Averis, but the Ma'is did Tshuva. Eilu Veilu Omru Eilu Veilu Oimrim As Asher Mishlei Chota Mishlei Chota Yoshev Yimchei Lai. So they got a lot of the nigunim were around the keich of tshuva. The power of the what chet does to a person and what they do to tshuva. Hillel said, "Ani kan, akil kan." Ani means mashal and pshat. Ani means is referring to the shechina. The shechina is here, then akil kan. So they got so young. So it's clear in the Gemara Be'etzim that the simchas b'sheva taka revolves around the union from tshuva. And that's part of the Simcha Yaseya that there was Sukkah, that there is a Kirch of Tshuva, and through Tshuva we can get back to how we were. And Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to the Mishkan, which they didn't have earlier. It's an interesting Zach which I just came across this year, that we know in Yom Kippur we talk about Slicha Mechilin Kapora, Slach Lona Kapelona Mechal, Slach Lona Mechal Lona Kapelona, Slicha Mechilin Kapora. The Avodah Mekdon, that we never find the Losh Mechil in the Torah. Slicha is mentioned, Kamo Slach Lona, Slach Lavena Chatzenu. Kapora is take Kamo Mov Chippa Akoyen, Kapora of Kabonis. The Losh Mechil you don't find anywhere in Torah. In single observation, Avodah. So where does it come from, the Losh Mechil? She says, what? In the Chazal learn, I thought you were going to say something else. Yishmol is called Mochlas. Mochel HaKavonesov. You've got Mochlas. Mochel HaKavonesov. Yeah. So first of all, he says that Kenzam Pshat is that it's talking about the Loshon Chazal. We find Mechila, Mechila V'chayiv. The Musik of Mechila. But then he says, it brings a Sifri, it's interesting. In last week's Parsha, Tzur Yolot Choteshi, Batishkach, Kel Mechil Lecha. You forgot the Rabbi Yishalayim, the Rabbi Yishalayim that gave birth to you, that created you. You forgot him. Batishkach, and you forgot Kel Mechil Lecha. What's Kel Mechil Lecha? There's a lot of Pshatim Rashi in Chazal. What's Mechil Lecha? But one of the Pshatim in Sifri is, Mechil Lecha is, you forgot the Rabbi Yishalayim that was Mechil Yavedis. And Mechil Lecha is Rosh Mechila. Our Sifri, Avodah quotes the Sifri, that's his Mekayin Torah for the Musik, Apostle Nazinu. Tishkach Keim Mechil Lecha. That means that is the greatest Torah that the Rabbi Shem did to us and does to us is that with Tshuva, the Rabbi Shem Mechil Avedis. Where's Yaakov HaSatayi? The Rabbi Shem done so much to you. And we specify what Torah do we single out that the Rabbi Shem Mechil Avedis. Santa Sifri, Vatishkach Kil Mechil Lecha. That's the Avodah's Mekayin Torah for the Infa Mechila. So on Sukkah there was a Simcha Yaseira, the Infa Kaporas Avoinis. And that's why a lot of the Nigunim on Sukkah Dreit around the Indian of doing Aveira is what Aveira does to a person. Aveira creates a merch between us and the Rabbi Nishalila. Aveira is a barrier. Aveira is Seichem Ivdilu. There's a Ramban, beginning of, in Vayikra, capital Dalet, Posuk Aleph. A person doesn't have Aveira b'sheigik. Nefesh kisechta. You think we're past Yom Kippur days, we can't speak about Tshuva anymore. Maisa kiyodua, biza shanarabba, shanarabba zeg ma'achitum, it's called Leila Chosim, kadoch Tshuva ton. Forget underhalten, the whole Mahalach of Sukkah is a Tshuva me'ava, Yom Noroim's Tshuva Meira. So we're still in the days of Tshuva. As much as perhaps some of us want to think we're past it, we've been through it, we've got Kapora, Lamaisa, Kenoch Einchappen Tshuva. Al Kaponim, that Tshuva is a gewaltige Matona Teva. Steht in Ramban, Kapitel Dal, Posuk Aleph, Nefesh Gisechta. Says the Ramban that the person even does a very b'shoigig, it creates it's a gnai to the person, it creates a mumba nefesh, and he can't contact the Rebbe, he can't connect to the Rebbe Shem, his neshama can't connect to the Rebbe Shem. The chiddush of mechila, and that's kaporas avoinus through kobonus, that the Rebbe Shem, the korban removes that tumor that there is on the nefesh, a korban with tshuva. And then the nefesh can now reconnect to the Rebbe Shlomo, and he says that's tight. Tiske lekov elekim. I think the Rabban is saying in Yupshat in the word korban, the korban can connect us again to the Rebbe Shlomo after chet. Al kaponim, this is the gewaltige simcha of simchas beis shevus. Like the Rambam, according to Rashi, the whole yisod of simchas beis shevus to nischamayim. The Rambam learns this. It's nothing. The Ram doesn't mention anything. Anything doing nischamayim. It's of the sukkah. The great simcha you say it. The Ram and Rebbe Shteis klar why. That's one of the mahalchim of Malam Pshat that the simcha of sukkah is based on what we mentioned earlier. That on our COVID is to show us the power of tshuva, and our simcha is we can now reconnect to the Rebbe Yishlerim. Rabbi Yehuda says that sometimes you can have kaporas avoinus, the Rabbi is not going to, won't be manish you on the Avera, or the Rabbi is not as pleased with you as beforehand. The taivas at tzadikim and atzlochas is that the Rabbi should be pleased with that. In the shal of Eisman Beis, taivas at tzadikim and atzlochas. Yitochin is oven nislach v'niftim na yisurim v'nishem chovus, the Rabbi is not pleased with him. The taivas at tzadikim and atzlochas is that the Rabbi should be pleased with them. And all hatzlocha and all hashpoes come when the person is close to the Rabbi Nishlit. That's one of the nyonim of sukkahs. The main mitzvah besides sitting in the sukkah is sitting in the Beis Hashem. We take down the minim. So you do a Bal Sida Yoim, quotes a Chazal. Sida Yoim is a Katman 400-500 years ago. He quotes a Chazal that everything that grows has got a Malach, Rumaila, that is in charge. Haimli Gadel. There's four Minim that are under the Tashkoch of the Rabbi Nishlin. It's a Dalad Minim. And that's why when we take these Dalad Minim, we're taking Minim which connect us to the Rabbi Nishlin. We're taking meaning, so to speak, with the Rabbi Shem looks after himself. Just like the Yichud of Klal Yisrael is that one direct Ashgoch of the Rabbi Shem, the Omos Eilam through under Sori Maila. There's an Emtsoi between them and the Rabbi Shem, a Fashtei, so the Rabbi Shem gives the Kerat to Sori Maila. And we're in direct Ashgoch of the Rabbi Shem. So these Dalad meaning, when we take these Dalad meaning, there's a Loshen, Chidor quotes as a Loshen, that the lulav is like the shavita shel melech, like the king's scepter, and he doesn't allow everyone to use it. When we go up, there's a famous medrash, we go on sukkahs, and we carry the dalaminim, didon notzach, we've won. Didon notzach. That means, klal yisol on Yom Kippur, there's a whole deal in Sori Maila, whether we still got our favorite status, that we're the Amar Nivcha. And on Yom Kippur, was Zoicha B'din to become, besides the protestic din that every Yochid goes through, Klal Yisrael as a whole is judged, are we right to be the Amar Nivcha? And the Rebbe Shem says yes. When we take the Lulav, Didon Notzach, because the Lulav is the Shavit Yishal Melech, the Lulav is like the king's stick, the king's scepter, and Shtekin, the golden Shtekin, that you don't let, a Rebbe won't allow some, just anyone just take his golden shtekel, the silver shtekel, Bessel Gezoit. Not everyone can use it. A child can use it. So the Lulu, the Shavit Shemelech, all four meaning connect us to the Rebbein Shalelem. So the idea of Sukkot is being connected to the Rebbein Shalelem. And that's our greatest simcha, that we're connected to the Rebbein Shalelem. The greatest oynish that you can give a person is Muruchat from the Rebbein Shalelem. It's a famous word from Kotzke. The Nochash HaKatmoini got an Oynish. Offer to you, call you Mechayecha. Whatever he eats tastes like dirt. So the Velfik the Chakashi is better off than anyone else. He doesn't have to scrounge around for food. Wherever there is, there's always dirt around. So what's the Oynish? Is the Velfik from Kotzka, what I say? We have to ask the Rabbi Shem for everything. And it's a privilege that we can connect ourselves to the Rabbi Shleilam. And even animals, Kfim Shegim Atev, Kishm Keil Ochlam, the Nocher Shemim doesn't have to ask. As Meruchik from the Rabbi Shleilam, he doesn't need the Rabbi Shleilam. It's as if the Rabbi Shleilam says, I don't want to have that to do with you. So the greatest simcha that the Yid can have is connected to the Rabbi Shleilam. So Sukkos, the simcha of Sukkos is, we can now reconnect to the Rabbi Shleilam. We've got mitzvahs that connect us. We sit in the base Hashem. Chal Shem Shemaim Al Sukkah. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Ganz Halachas. What you do inside the Sukkah. What you can't do inside the Sukkah. One has to be careful. Still Ketusha. Chal Shem Shemaim Al Sukkah. We're sitting in the base Hashem. We take the Dalad Minim. Umatans Lifnei Hashem. It's Nanuim where we show ourselves that the Rabbi Shem is in charge of the Bria. Simchas Beis Hashem, according to the Mahalach of the Rambam. I heard in Santa Sofa that I heard, I think, last week from Gishtetna, said into Santa Hora. It's fucking shul. It's like to say that Behemoth Sukkahs doubles over. That means it's the end of the Sholosh Golim, Pesach Shavuos Sukkahs. And Sukkot is the end of the Yom Tovim, all the Zmane Kodesh of Chodesh Tishri. So Be'etzim, Sukkot is a Yom Tov, like all Yom Tovim, it's the last one of the Sholosh Golim. But on the other hand, it's also in Chodesh Tishri, you've got Rishonim, Kippur, and Sukkot, and Sukkot is, to a certain extent, Sukkot is a climax. So Sukkot, so the Simcha Yaseira, this idea that Sukkot is Be'emes Mashlim, if that's Tshuva Me'ava, and through Sukkot we feel the contact of the Rabbi Yishleilam, that creates an extra Simcha for us. We find Yidden, the Moedik, in money for Abaminim, spend a tremendous amount of money in Abaminim, and Yid feels a Psabzunde Kesh of Dalaminim. There's many mitzvahs that we have, but for Dalaminim, lost such cost and geld. You can just buy an Esrig, which is just mamish, it's out of the box, or in the box, besser gesagt. And so, it's kosher. Ich suche ein Besser, ich suche ein Hidur, in all the Minim. Briskovet mal verzählt am Meisse, that there was once an elderly couple that lived in a town called Shavl. And there's a couple there that could never afford Abaminim. They were in Abaminim, so we had someone else's Abaminim. So one year they decided, we have to buy our own Abaminim. So they saved up money, and Besof, what they did was, they sold their house and rented a small flat somewhere, Mamasha Klinshed, I think, in order to buy Abaminim, never move out of town. There was a the Briskov once out, an elderly couple, they should move out of town. Chvais to live where the children are, etc. They didn't want to move out of town. They wanted to always go past that house that they had. They sold this house in order, they felt, I've got an opportunity to buy once in our lifetime. I'm hooded to get Abaminim, if there was enough money for it to buy more than once. Back upon him, they didn't want to move out of the town. They sold the house and rented a kind of high schooler somewhere in order to buy Abaminim. He didn't feel for Abaminim. The neshama feels connected. I'm taking something which connects me with the Rabbi Shlomo. It's interesting. The Rambam says, who dances at Simchas Beis Hasheva? So the Rambam says, V'leyo yoysen ame'oz chol nishyirtze. G'doy lechachme yisoy rosh yeshiva sanhedrin, chassidim z'kenu anche meisa, they danced, aber kolom ha'noshim ha'noshim boim, they come to liroys lishmoya. It's interesting to loshen aritvo, l'havi yudua. The ganze rage taken ritzvah and sukkah says, I say, whatever you do, you should know. The extra simcha that there was in Simchas Beis Hasheva was halvidol Hashem. Al atoyve shosel yisoyl hashish kenosav seichenu. Gam negdoyle maboshnit and tzadikim. Lefikach loy hoya le adigdoyim tzadikim shlo yirke kalososhik simchas bachurim. Bochum tanzen. Let out the energy, it's taka good as us, better let out the energy that way than anywhere else. Obala Maisa, Simus Beshez, Adoheim the Matzev. So Adoheim the Matzev, Zoktis, it was only through Gdoinim Tzadikim, as on Shez, that Kalos Reif Simus Bachurim, while the ganze Simchi Yeseyes, the Halvay Doa, La Tevish Osel Yisoa, La Stoshchin and Nachamon. And Kenegad Oilem Abo, then the next chilek of the altar is Shminatzeh, we connect with the Rabbi Nishleilam. Par echad, we only bring one par. We forget about all Masoilam. Klal Yisrael, the Rabbi Nishleilam. Rashi says, Aniva Atem Samech Yachad. And the climax of that is Asimchas Teum, Tantum at the Teger. So the whole concept of Sukkot is Be'em as the Simchi Yisrael revolves around Ruchnias. And that has to be, that is, and should be, the Zichel, Simchas Beis Hasheva. Just imagine how uplifting it was in Beis HaMikdash, that we felt we could dance l'fnei Hashem, usmachten l'fnei Hashem l'keichem, in Beis HaMikdash l'fnei Hashem, that we're now connected to the Rebbeinu again. A Yid's greatest hatzlocha, his greatest bikush, his yearning, And the nefesh feels, I want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And thus my guest is Simcha, that the Hashinu HaTov Chelkeinu, that we can connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the idea of Sukkos is to generate this feeling of what we were like before Yom Kippur, what Aveir did to us, and through Tshuva we can reconnect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Simcha, that is the emes of Simcha Zachayim. We sit in a sukkah, the man Simcha Seinu. However nice we've got our sukkahs on, a lot of us have got sukkahs inside, but still not all the conveniences that we've got. We've got all the conveniences that we've got in a regular sukkah, in a regular house. So where's this man Simcha Seinu? If there's man Simcha Seinu in the Olam HaGashmi, we're much better off staying at home with all our conveniences, whatever we've got. People in Mac could not eat outside the sukkah, even a shakel outside the sukkah. And the sukkah is not so convenient. And that's supposed to be the man Simcha Seinu. The Tetz is in Ochanam. If we look at the Olam HaGashmi, what's called Simcha, what people in this world call Simcha, enjoyment, pleasure, being happy, or perhaps using modern things, fun and games. It's not. The Ayid realizes that the Simcha is to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the emes of Simcha. That's the Simcha Sachaim. Is I'm talking a small house. If it's a small house, it can be a small little dal, a diras arai. If it's a diras arai of the diras arai, it's got kedusha in it, the diras arai connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So people say, this is the emes of man Simcha Seinu. And that is supposed to generate cheshek, generate simchas achaim. It's supposed to keep us going through the whole winter, long winter, dark winter nights. Whether it's a simcha from learning, starting the day the Torah way, melent banach, b'chal the simcha shel mitzvah, that whenever we do a mitzvah, we invest time and effort in simcha. And that's what's mashpi on the children when they see the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That is b'emes all that the Yontav of Sukkot is supposed to give us and supposed to help us. And that through the Mekayim, the mitzvahs of the Simcha Yisei of Asidor, to come to be Mekayim all mitzvahs b'simcha. And we should be Zeicha. V'yishtet v'neveischa k'vatchila v'aveyn sinich v'rino sh'layim b'is midosha v'simcha s'aylam. Where they will take see the emes of simcha, this sh'layim b'is midosha v'simcha s'aylam, mehim v'mein omen. Amen. Akut moed.